Today's here in the Dear Shul Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Aleph Omad Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura. We are beginning the third to last siman in all of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tofresh Sadihe, which deals with the halachos of Sudas Purim, a very important siman. And we start off actually with the Rama. Unusual, we're starting off with the words of the Rama, Hagah, Mitzvah Laharbos Besudas Purim. He brings down from the Torah that there is a mitzvah to go and have a lot of food to have a big Suda on Purim. And he brings down from the Mardechai that with one meal you're Yotzei, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, he points out in Sifkat and Aleph, Lafuki, as opposed to the opinion that says, Vimam the Omer from the Magen Avraham, the Omer, Chayev Lecho Gambalayla Shal Yadalit, do me the Megillah, that a person has to have a Suda both at nighttime and the daytime. So what Ramah is telling us is that technically we don't paskin like that. We paskin that the Chiyav, the major Suda, is during the daytime. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, even though we don't paskin, that you must have a Suda at night. He says, Mikomakum Nocha Lecho Gambalayla. He says, one should have a Suda at nighttime, Ukid Lekameh Besif Aleph in Dagah, as we will see a little bit later on in the Ramah. Now, if you look in the Shari Tshuva, he brings down over here in Dibra Maslu Mitzvah Laharbos, he says, Aina the Birki Yosef in the Shem Echod Kadosh Bishuvis Ksivyad. And he says as follows, Im Asa Sudas Purim Below Lechem Yotze. If you make your Suda of Purim without bread, you are Yotze. You don't have to have bread. Ain Sham in the name of the Mari Yimolcho, Mishacha Below Purim, Vinimshcha Suda Yom. If you ate at night and you have such a long Suda, it goes into the daytime, Vyachok Tzas Bayom, and you ate a little bit during the daytime, you're also Yotze in that situation as well. Furthermore, he brings down from the Knesset Agdolah, Prichodesh, the Belayla, Filu Avuka, Kenegdolo Yotza, that at nighttime, even if you have lots of light, you have a torch there, still it's not considered like the Suda during the day. And finally, if you go to the end of this Shari Tshuva, he brings down from the Maruk Tzia, he says, Nirali, Shein Tzarech Lizar Lasos Besudas Purim Zecher Liavelus Yerushalayim. There's an exception. Normally, we have to always remind ourselves of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash and the destruction of Yerushalayim. But here, with Sudas Purim, you don't have to do so. Given the Chayilu Vasume, since a person has to have such enjoyment at the Suda, Adelo Yoda, as we'll see, until you lose track of all of what's going on. So therefore, this din of Avelus Yerushalayim doesn't apply to Sudas Purim. Okay, with that mini introduction, both from the Ramah and from the Shari Tshuva, we now begin the Mechaber. Mechaber Sif Aleph, and he tells us, Sudas Purim Shasor Balayla, if a person made Sudas Purim at nighttime, Lo Yotza Yidechu Vaso, if that's all you have, well, we said you're supposed to have a Suda at nighttime, but if that's all you have, you don't have a Suda in the daytime, then you're not Yotze this mitzvah. Mitzvah the Rabbanan. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Beis tells us, Hainu Belel Yadalit, if you have it at the night of Yadalit, because certainly if you're eating it on Leil Tesvav, Libnei Ayaros, for a regular non-walled city, Pshita, the Kvar Rav Zmana, that's too late. Certainly you can't have the Suda then, and that's why, as we'll see, the majority of the Suda has to be during the daytime, even if some of it does stretch into the nighttime of Tesvav. Tishavu number one brings down, what's such a big deal about Sudas Purim? So he says that the Purim is a gzeira that we were going to be destroyed. Lashminu halarog, it's called agufos, that we would have all been physically destroyed, and therefore this would have been mavato, mishta usimcha, by our physical destruction, and therefore Chazal set up that we should bedavka have mishta and simcha on this day. And the Prima Gadim adds, Shasuda hizeich l'neis shenasal yedei suda. This reminds us as well of the neis that occurred because of the suda that Esther had that caused the downfall of Haman. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah umikomakum gambalayla yismach v'yir bektas v'suda. As we pointed out before, the Ramah says, at nighttime you should also have some sort of a suda as well. He brings it down from the Chuvas, Mari Be'rav. And you see in Sivkot and Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'afilu kishchola yudala b'matzi Shabbos. And even if Purim comes out on Sunday, so the suda that we'll be having would be on Matzi Shabbos, the asa suda chashuv b'suda shlishis, and you already had a big meal by Shalish Shudis, nevertheless, umikomakum sorach l'harbos k'tas b'layla k'vod Purim. You still should have a suda that night of Purim on Matzi Shabbos on Saturday night. And Dear Shavu number two says this comes up all the time when it says that a person should be a chacham, ena berosho lamai ketzas besuda shlishis b'Shabbos, when you need to have malav malk as well, but certainly in this situation. Albeit, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to say that you should be mamayit by Shalish Shudis, as he doesn't bring this din down. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Ach eino suda kamo l'mocha, but the nighttime suda should not be the same level as the daytime suda. The sham tzorech l'harbos yosef, the daytime suda should be the bigger meal. That a person should dress up in the Bigdei Shabbos both at nighttime and certainly during the day of Purim. You should come home, the lights should be lit nicely in your house, and the table should be set, and the couches that you sit upon should also be all prepared for the Suda. Now, Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down, Le'inyan haim tzorech lecho pas b'zu this worm, we already brought down from the Shari Tshuva, so here he adds on further from the Moruk Tzia, Shekiva shekosiv yimei mishta v'simcha, v'tzorech tzuda kavu, it has to be a real set tzuda, and ain't tzuda below pas gomer, so therefore it should have bread. And this is the opinion as well of the Aruch HaShulchan, shein yotzi dechov tzuda sporim below pas, that you must have bread to be yotzi according to the Aruch HaShulchan, because otherwise it's not considered a mishta. On the other hand, the Magen Avraham paskins that we don't find such a chiyuv, and therefore it would be acceptable, not necessarily preferable, but acceptable to have shar minei matamim, to have just a nice fancy meal, even though you didn't wash, albeit he doesn't say you shouldn't wash. Everybody agrees that washing would be ideal. And this is what the Shari Tshuva brought down before as well. Shemisho achal sudas purim, below lechem, lo yotzo yedei chova. The Shari Tshuva says that you have to have bread. And in Shevet Halevi, Rav Azaz Atzal brings down in addition, from the Rosh, Shvua she'ein simcha below pas. You can't really have simcha without bread, and therefore one should have a suda of bread. You have to have meat. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down from the Rambam, she'tzorech lechol basar b'sudas purim, that you should have meat as well, because it's not a suda chashuva without basar. And this is all the opinion of the Kleisenbergers that's out, the Divrei Yetziv, she'ein simcha elu b'basar. You really need to have basar. This is also brought down in the name of the Lekha Yosher. She'tzorech kolechad lasos ha'tav shalechad o'shnayim in a basar. You should have one or two meat dishes as well. On the other hand, the Magen Avraham purely paskins, she'ein chiyuv achilas basar b'purim. You don't have an obligation, because on Yontif, where you also have a chiyuv of simcha, which is Torah, nevertheless, because we don't have basar shlomim today, nowadays, nevertheless, things are destroyed, so there's no real chi of a basar, it really was basar shlomim. And then he brings down from the pre-Megadim, that sha'af she'ein chi of b'achil is basar v'purim, even though there is no absolute obligation to have basar, mikol mokom yesh mitzvah achil, so certainly it's a mitzvah to have basar, just like it is on Yontif. Then he brings down, what about chicken? So he brings down from the Kleisenberger as well, from the Divrei Yetziv, she'basar of eino nikra basar. He holds a chicken is not considered basar, and the Rebbe Moshe Ephraim brings down as well from Moshe Feinstein's Atzal that die b'basar of, the basar of would be fine. And the Shevet Halevi adds, there's a whole discussion as well about whether fish would be included in this or not. Then he says, if a person has a custom not to eat meat all year because he wants to do tshuva, so nevertheless, chayiv lechol lishtos b'shabbos v'yontiv or b'chanukah b'purim. He shouldn't take that chiv that he put upon himself not to have meat or wine for those days. Dish 104 brings down from the Kaf HaChayim, the Zeichel Mashikosav a Tobash Esther Big Day Malchus, because it says Esther wore Big Day Malchus and Mordechai Yotzev Vilvusha Malchus, so therefore that's why we wear Bedavka Shabbos clothing and not Levushi Chol. Dish 105 brings down Uzman Shiesh Bebatim or Chashvel. If we have electric lights, you need to have candles. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says no, if you have electric lights, you don't have to have candles. He says in Sudas Purim, Shosu Bayom, the Shari Tshuva brings down, Shemadlikim Neiros Mesudim Yishum Simcha, you should have candles lit during the daytime, and the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal is brought down in Nitei Gavriel, was he would light at least two of the Shabbos Lachta on Sudas Purim as well. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, Shemitzel Harbos Neiros Lifnos Erev, Kemoshe Kosov Lehudim Ais Ori, says to symbolize this idea that Jewish people had light, you should have lots of candles. Again, you can probably be Yotzi that, according to many, with the electric lights that we have lit. Now we do Siv Beis, which is one of the most misunderstood halachos, maybe in all of Shulchan Aruch. Here we are at the end of Shulchan Aruch. Certainly this is one that many people are nichshal on. So Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, the famous statement from the Gemara in Megillah, Chayiv Inish Lebasume Bepuria, Adelo Yoda Be Oru Homan Lebaruch Mordechai. Person is obligated to get very, very happy, Lebasume Bepuria, to be intoxicated in some way on Purim, until he doesn't know the difference between cursed is Haman, or Haman, and Baruch is Mordechai, blessed is Mordechai. Now I point out here, the Be'er HaGola says that this is, that you just should have enough of an inebriation that you can't tell the difference between the gematria of Arur Haman, which is 502, and the gematria of Baruch Mordechai, which is 502. Baruch is 228, Mordechai is 274, Arur is 407, Haman is 95, and if you can't do these calculations quickly in your mind, it takes a little bit of effort to make a gematria, so then you've drunk enough if you can't do these calculations easily in your mind. That's all you have to drink, according to the Be'er HaGola. Now, let's also look at the Bir Halacha over here. In Chayiv Inish, the Chavetz Chaim says, "Im Tomer Hechi Chayvu Chazal Mashiniska B'Torah B'Neviim B'Kama Mekomos Hashichrus L'Michshol Gadol." How could we possibly have a mitzvah that we're supposed to get drunk when it says in so many places how terrible it is to get drunk? So the Chavetz Chaim answers, "Yesh Lomar Mitnesha Kol Hanisim Shenasu Yisrael B'Meiach Hashveru Shayoyi D'Mishta." That's because the Nisim of Purim was specifically related to wine. Ali de Mishta, Kibitrila Nitudo Vashti Ali de Mishta Bo Esther. Vashti was removed from her power, she was killed, and Esther took her place because of the Suda, because of the Mishta. Haman got destroyed because of that suda al de mishta. And therefore, the Chachamim said that there is this concept of drinking ad kedeshia nizkar nes hagadol, but in order that you should remember the nes hagadol b'shtiyas hayayin, but not that you get drunk that you can't remember the nes hagadol. And he says, mikol mokum zeh le mitzvah lo la'akiv. And if a person can't do this properly, so then don't do it at all. Now, there are many, many dirshu footnotes here that I want to get through, but let's first do the other bir halacha and the mishnah berurah inside, and then we'll go to the many very important dirshu footnotes. This next Chafetz Chaim is one of the most important Chafetz Chaim in all of Shulchan Aruch. And he writes, in the bir ha'maskul, adelo yada. He says, v'zel shon ha'miri, listen to the miri. He says, chayav odom leharbos b'simcha b'yom zeh b'yachilu u'v'shasiyah ad shelo yachsa shum dover. A person should eat and drink to such happiness over here that nothing should be missing. What does that mean? We aren't obligated to get drunk. And to remove ourselves from real simcha of simchas ha-mitzvah. We never were commanded to get drunk, to get what people call stinking drunk, and to have no normalcy, and to have a total abandonment of anything normal for a yid. He says, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have a simcha shel mitzvah, and not a simcha shel ohelulus v'shtus, of silliness and foolishness. Ela b'simcha shel tainug, you should have the happiness, shiagim mitoch li'avas Hashem yisbaruch, that should lead you closer to Hashem, to love Hashem, and to praise the nisim, al-hodol ha-nisim shasalon, to thank Hashem for all the nisim that He gave us. And he says, look at the Meiri carefully, and the words of the Gemara. And he brings down the Chayyadim, Zel Shon Chayyadim. Kivin Shekol HaNes Hoya Ayyid Yayin. Since the Nes was as a result of wine, L'chein Chivu Chacham L'shtaker, therefore the rabbi said you should drink a little bit, U'lepachus L'shtos Yosem Hergelo, and you should drink a little bit more than you normally drink. Kidei Lizkar HaNes HaGodo. So the purpose of the drinking is to remind yourself of these great days. And then he says, V'omnam, however, Hayodeya bi'atzmo, if somebody knows about himself, and I would dare say this is 100% true for people that don't really drink all the time, and they get drunk, stinking drunk on Purim. Sheyezalzel b'mitzvos, oz b'mitzvos b'mitzvos. Person is going to end up doing terrible things if he drinks. B'netilas yadayim, he's not going to do netilas yadayim properly. U'bracha, he's not going to make all the brachas properly. Birchas hamazon, he's not going to go and see birchas hamazon properly. Birchas hamazon mitzvah daraisa, one of the two brachas besides birchas haTorah, that you make a bracha deraisa, v'yachalta v'savata v'yirachta. How can a person not say this bracha with the proper intention and be drunk and say it? It's a pella. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us over here. A person could chas v'shon by being drunk, or shalo yispal mincha marv, he's not going to daven mincha marv properly. Oh, sheyinho kalis rosh, he's going to act in an inappropriate, lighthearted fashion. Mutav shelo yishtaker, such a person who cannot control himself, which I would dare say is true for the vast, vast majority of younger people for certain, that they can't control themselves and they get drunk and they can't do the business properly, the Chofetz Chaim said, don't get drunk. And in any event, all your actions have to be L'shem Shamayim. Ad kan l'shona. I'm always reminded of the nurse that came up to Jewish people and said, oh yeah, today all the Jewish boys are coming in drunk. It's the Jewish St. Patrick's Day. Rachmano litzlan, what a chilul Hashem. And to see Jewish people come in inebriated, Rachmano litzlan causing damage, car accidents, driving while intoxicated. Rachmano litzlan, this is not what Purim is all about. I want to read you now, Dirshu footnote number 10, where it brings down, Ubitam adover shelo lishtaker harbe. He brings down from the Pri Chodosh why you shouldn't get excessively drunk. He brings down that Shekibon Shahadoros Bikukolim, we have degenerated over the years. The generations are much lower. So he says we should paskin to hold like the Rabbeinu Ephraim is brought down the Ron and Megillah that tells us, and this is the Yesh Omrim that we're going to see in a moment in the Ramah, L'maskonas ha-gemara ein chiyav l'shtake b'purim ad l'yoda. That we don't paskin like this gemara chayav inish l'basumi b'purya. V'lo lishtos, and a person should not drink excessively, ela ma'at yosef imasha murgol lishtos b'yantar. You should only drink a little bit more than usual. Because the yosef is a yedichov, you fulfill your obligation, and you're not going to end up doing all these terrible things that we just pointed out. And as long as your kavon is l'shem shamayim, that you shouldn't chas v'shalom do something terrible wrong, that's the right way to do this. And the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Oz Zatzal, says, what does it mean, Yosem Limudo? He says, Shetzorach Shiyah, Shayayin Yatzah Olav Rosham. It should make an impact on you that, yeah, I feel a little bit lightheaded. And Baruch Hashem, you are absolutely fulfilling this mitzvah and not doing all the terrible, terrible Rachmon al-Islam things that you could end up doing if you get stinking drunk. Now let's go to the Ramah, Ashkenazim, Yotzim Yad Ramah. We pass like the Ramah. And the Ramah says, Hagah, V'yeshomim, and this is the Rabbeinu Ephraim that we just brought down, the Ein Tzarech L'shtaka Kolchach. You shouldn't get excessively drunk. El Yishte Yosem Ilimudo. And he brings down the Kolbo that you should drink a little bit more than is usual for you. Now, I want you to know that the one place that I would have made an edit to in all of Shulchan Aruch would be this Kolbo over here that was only quoted in part by the Ramah. Because the rest of the Kolbo says that if a person gets drunk, it is worse than the three cardinal sins of Gilei Arayish, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zorah. Because dreading drunk leads you to do all three of them. And he says, getting drunk is the worst sin in the entire world. I wish he had quoted the rest of this Kolbo. And he says, all a person to do is yishte, yosem, limudo, drink a little bit more than usual, and then v'yishan, and mitoch, shayoshem, when you're sleeping because of the wine, and you're there, ben oro, hamel, baruch, mordechai, and everything is good. And it brings down the name Maribe Rav. Now, let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Dalet, where he tells us, Shazam Apollo Rishona, that the Aru Haman is referring to the first fall of downfall of Haman. Shinital Nakama Rabba Mimenu, and we took great vengeance on him. The Otovi Yisrael, and something even better than that is Gedulas Mordechai. After the downfall of Haman, we have the rise of Mordechai. Shebaruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Al Rosh. And that's why we say over here, you shouldn't differentiate between Aru Haman and Baruch Mordechai. V'nei Kodim Shinishtaker, before you're drunk, Nosa Bevadei Todol Hashem Yisbaruch HaShnei Atovas. You can recognize to thank Hashem for both of them. V'akein Amu Chazal, Shalom Yafsik, Militin Sheva Chazeh B'Simcha. You can stop ever giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this. Until you can't differentiate between these two tovas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Then he brings down Ayim El Yezuta, Mikom Mokom Yerliyo Zahir Be'inyan Atilas Yadayim. The Yezuta says the same thing, that one should be very careful. Hey, you have to do the mitzvah of Atilas Yadayim properly. To make a bracha, how can you do this if you're drunk? A mitzvah darais of benching. And your entire drinking should just be for a mitzvah purpose to allow you to do all the mitzvahs properly. He says, "I am the prima god, because of the Indian suit is poor, matonos, lavioda, mishloch, bonos, efshad, the tzorach, kavana, alzel, shem, mitzvah." You have to have intention to do this mitzvah. If you don't do the mitzvahs with intention, you just do them in an act of drunkenness, so then that absolutely is not what HaKadosh Baruch wants. That's not what Chazal set up, and that is a total 180 degrees opposite of what Chazal intended, the idea of chayiv inish levasume before you. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Hei tells us you should sleep, and because you sleep, then you'll fulfill this idea. V'chein roi lasso, so he brings down from the Prima Gadim, this is what a person should do. Drink a little bit, feel a little bit of a buzz, and then go to sleep, and this way one fulfills the mitzvah in the most optimal way possible, yoyotze kol adeyos. The issue foot number 14 adds that if somebody is going to be hurt by the drinking of wine, it's going to cause trouble for him. Rahman al-Islam, people can get all sorts of problems with alcohol. You get a holiday heart syndrome, you get all sorts of arrhythmias, you can, Rahman al-Islam, do all sorts of terrible things to your body. So the Kaf HaChaim writes in the English Ari Tshuva, Eino chayv lishtaka. Such a person shouldn't drink. When you call Malcolm, he says, Yishta ma'at yayim besochasu. They drink a little wine during the meal. Again, the mitzvah is to drink it during the meal, not to drink it. Certainly at the nighttime, there's no such mitzvah. And even during the daytime, before you do all the mitzvahs of the day, so then there is no such mitzvah. The Rashi Levi, Rav Ozzi Zatzal, brings down that there is absolutely no such mitzvah by women. Absolutely not. This was the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal. And he says, in regards to children as well, brought down from Nissan Karlitz Zatzal, you don't teach children to get drunk as well. The issue for number 16 points out for many poskim that the mitzvah is with wine, bedavka, because that's the way the suda was with wine, and not using other types of intoxicating beverages, albeit there are those poskim that do bring down over here in the issue for number 16 that say that one could be yotze with the other beverages, but certainly everybody agrees it's preferable with wine, and again, it has to be during the suda. With grape juice, you can't be yotze because it's not mesameach. It's not giving you a buzz at all. In the issue for number 17, he brings out from the Mariel, Shachiv Shayime Mishte Miskayim Bishisias Yayin Gam below Shikhris. You can fulfill this by just drinking wine without getting drunk. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that even though he does believe that a person should drink, but he says Hageder of Shikhris is different for every person. And certainly, therefore, there is no absolute sheer amount of wine that a person should drink to fulfill this mitzvah. Each person is individual. Finally, the issue of 18, he brings down from the Sfas Emes, he says that the Kavan over here is Chayav Odom Mishtaker Ad Kidei Kach Shalo Yed David Aro Hamel Baruch Mordechai, as we said, he should be able to tell the difference. And he says, you have a Chayav to be Osek in this all day long, B'mishta, and when you reach the Ad Lo Yada, that's when you're Potter from the Mitzvah, but Lav Davka, that you have to reach there, he brings down from the Yad Ephraim on the Taz, Shehu Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. You don't have to go beyond that point. Finally, the issue of number 20 brings down that any schok that you have, that silliness could go playing all sorts of circus type things or any moshav leitzim, that's usur and absolutely forbidden for a person to do on Purim. So if your drinking is going to lead you to do those types of activities, it's absolutely forbidden. I know I came across quite strong against this drinking, but never have seen too many drunken people and too much injury and rachmona l'slan difficulties related to drinking that I could not be silent. With this, we conclude today's shiur. We'll pick up the rest of this tomorrow.